a new world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In a land of injustice and tyranny.
Comes me. We got to get that fixed, guys. Later, I guess I got to come up with something else. Live from the middle of America, welcome to the, live from the middle of America, the middle of the freaking night. Welcome aboard to the Midnight Rider. How are you? Tuesday night, 16th of October, 2007. And glad to be with you tonight. We're going to talk to with a young man up in Michigan here in the first hour. His name is Josh Grund. Josh had an altercation with police regarding his handing out of DVDs. So we're going to talk with him about that here after the break, and I want to hear his story. I mean, this is this type of stuff is becoming more and more prevalent. I mean, I ran across a story today of a lady who might get time in jail or fine like $300 or $400 because she has an open window in her bathroom. And her bathroom is clogged up, and it's overflowing, and it's going down to the kitchen, and she's hollering down to her daughter, probably with a few expletives, to bring up a mop so she can get the stuff cleaned up and taken care of. Well, there happens to be an off-duty cop next door, tells her to be quiet, and she tells him where to get off. And so he calls the cops, and she gets she's charged with disorderly conduct. I mean, it's just... Oh, but I guess we must bow down. Well, since he is off duty, that doesn't take away from his saintliness, does it not? This type of thing is becoming more and more prevalent across the country, this type of behavior from our police. And this is not a good thing and not something that I think most Americans like. But we're seeing more and more of it. I mean, you even get Blackwater now. This company that has drawn down on U.S. soldiers, has massacred Iraqis, and now they're going to be training our police departments. I mean, this is absolutely insane. So that's coming up. I guess her trial is going to be here pretty soon, and this lady needs to fight this all the way tooth and nail. Another guy got tasered in an airport. He's dead. It just goes on and on. But we're going to talk with this young man after the break and hear his story and what he went through regarding all this. And that'll come up after the break. Second hour, we'll do news, open lines. Last night, I had a blast with the U-Rant program. We will do that again very soon. That's going to become a regular feature here on the show. I like that. Let you have an opportunity to get on and just rant whatever you want to rant about. We had some pretty good ones last night. It was good stuff. So, we'll be doing that in the near future. Friday night on the show, we're going to have the Young Guns Roundtable. We'll go through like a whole week's worth of news in like 2 hours and run things down, get analysis from some very sharp, sharp individuals. And that's going to be a good show on Friday night. My website is midnightridershow.com, and no, I've not updated it this week. I have just been so busy. But that site's about to get a total makeover. I have a list of stuff to do that's about a mile long, and that's one of the things on that list to do. But my email address is mike@midnightridershow.com, mike@midnightridershow.com. And if you got any comments or suggestions like how I can get my mind together, feel free to drop them to me. I love to hear from you guys. Get a lot of information, get a lot of nice mail from folks. And so keep the cards and letters coming. I greatly appreciate it. We're going to talk about Ron Paul. They're close to the $1 million mark fundraising-wise. They're at $991,505 as we speak, but we're way behind as far as getting to the $4 million mark for the month, so we've got to get to pushing. All right, going to grab a break. We'll be back in just a moment. This is the Midnight Rider right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
That'll work. I can handle that. All right, back here on the Midnight Rider. It's the 16th of October, 2007. You know, I have not checked in on the RBN chat room yet. I must do that right now. You're probably going to hear the little sound come up. Maybe you won't. Let's see. As I'm logging in, because it is Mouseketeer roll call time here on the Midnight Rider. And I'm remiss. I'm usually, like, in the chat room, boom, fast. But I didn't get there, and my apologies for not being in there sooner. All right, Mouseketeer roll call time in the RBN chat room. Howdy to everybody in there. Let's type that. And we got Catherine, Christine, John G, underscore DDI, Michael, the official White Horse Souse, Manny is in there, of course, Rogue Dolphin, Suzette, Wolf Brother is in there. And so hello to everybody in the RBN chat room. You can go there to republicbroadcasting.org, and boom, you're right there. You're picking a name, you're getting a password, and you're checking in, and you're having a good time. All right, over to the Midnight Rider Show chat room, and we've got quite a group in there tonight. We've got the Acoustic Kitty, Antonio Dose, Brian Patriot 2012, Doug, Divad, Heinz Kissingjot is in there, Mac Daddy, John Preston, we've got Josh K. Bowser, KBB is in there, Kisa, Chris, Lee is in there, Lucas, Luke Radowski is in there, Mike CTW, Nickhead, Piper at the Gates of Dawn, rest in peace Dan Wallace, Rob the Hammer Bishop, Soulcore, Stella's Blue, Sidetracked, and the 00 Viper, hanging out in the Midnight Rider Show chat room. So two good groups of folks, and we're ready to get going. And so we're cocked, locked, ready to rock. Going to bring on our guest now. His name is Josh Grund, and Josh is a resident of the fine state of Michigan. And Josh, how are you tonight?
I'm great. How you doing?
Pretty good. Your last name Grund, right? G-R-U-N-D, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Josh, kind of tell us your story a little bit, what you were doing, and kind of what happened to you.
I was just heading over to my friend Dave's house after work. Had a couple DVDs, dropped some off on my way there. I just took the same route I always do. Took my neighborhood street through my neighborhood, and it was about 1 o'clock in the morning. I saw like a black car with no headlights on, and I couldn't really see what it was. It was going really slow. And then he pulled over. I passed him, and right when I passed him, he flicked his lights on, his headlights, and started following me. About, I don't know, less than 10 seconds later, I parked my car on the side of the road. And got out to drop a DVD off on somebody's porch. And the cop stopped when I stopped. And he asked me whose house it was, why I parked there. And I just told him I had no idea. I was just dropping off a DVD. And he told me to go back to my car because he said I needed a permit or something, which is just total BS. And went back to my car. About 2 minutes later, after he ran my plate, he opened my door, and he took me out of my car, turned me around, pushed me against my car, and cuffed me.
So wait a minute, he opened the door to your car and physically removed you. He didn't ask you to get out?
Yeah. Yeah. I asked him what I was being arrested for, what the problem was, and he didn't give me a clear meaning. It was more like a power trip. I cooperated with him. He took me and put me in his back seat, and then he went to search my car and came back 2 minutes later. And he held up a little bag of marijuana. I mean, I've never even seen it before. I mean, he said it was in my glove box when I asked him, and it was just totally ridiculous. So by this point, I'm just thinking this is going to jail tonight.
Right.
I mean,
so did he ask if he could search your car?
What's that?
Did he ask if he could search your car?
No, he cuffed me, and then he said he was going to search my car. He didn't give me a reason or ask me. I just... Yeah, it was just totally ridiculous. So he came back a couple 2 minutes later with that bag of pot and started to give me the usual treatment, questioning, why shouldn't I take you to jail tonight? I mean, I was just playing my part so I could get out good as possible. But he ended up just writing me a ticket because I was driving on a restricted license. And he put the 9/11 comments on the ticket, passing out 9/11 CDs. They're actually DVDs, but I mean, that has no relevance to. I mean, it was just totally unlawful treatment. It was, I don't know, it was ridiculous.
Josh, what did he say to you during all this as he's got you up against the car? I mean, obviously.
Well, I was sitting in the back seat, and he kept asking me what the DVDs were about, and I was telling him couldn't really explain it to a cop. I mean, I basically said something along the lines of the government had a part of 9/11, and he told me I was unpatriotic or like basically a threat. He says you're unfit for the military, and I mean, he said I was too young to have an opinion about such like massive things. I mean, I can vote but can't have an opinion. So it's
now. How old was this guy? Do you think?
What's that?
How old was he?
He's probably about mid-30s, I want to say.
Okay. And how old are you?
18.
18. So you can vote, but, yeah, you can't have an opinion. Sorry.
Yeah. And,
oh, yeah. Yeah, you got to be totally for the war. You probably like eating, breathing in depleted uranium, that kind of stuff. I know it excites you. I can tell. and so you're, like just begging to go to Iraq. Jeez. Mm-hmm.
You're kind of fading out on me.
Yeah, so it's one of those things where he's basically, boy, you're totally unpatriotic. By God, you get the back car seat of this car. You know, you don't even need to talk.
Yeah,
you're
exactly.
Be lucky I'm not taking you to jail tonight.
That's exactly. He made me he made himself feel above me in a way. It was ridiculous. I can't even believe all the Livonia cops are like that now. It's just they're like machines almost.
Was he dressed in like a little SWAT outfit with a high and tight haircut.
He had the standard Livonia cop here. Just the facial expressions. His eyes are always glaring like that. It's just totally ridiculous. They look like trained machines almost. It's
wow.
I can't even put it any better than that.
So if he found marijuana in your car, why didn't he take you to jail? If he indeed found it,
I don't know. He says this bag will disappear, and I'm just going to write you a ticket for your restricted license. And,
so it's going to appear and disappear just like the same way it appeared in your car.
Yeah, I'm not gonna argue with him though. I didn't want to go to jail that night, so I mean I played the part of the low guy like I had to get out, but
yeah.
it was just totally ridiculous. I mean,
it's kind of like yes, man, I'll be good from now.
Yeah.
So what was this guy's name?
I can't remember. I think it was something Dunbar, Donahue. I can't
something
even remember.
Like that.
Starts with a D. I mean, we can look it up for you.
Yeah. So you're driving home, and you have a couple of DVDs, and you're just picking a couple of random houses. Even though it's late, you're walking up, just setting them on the porch, away.
I mean, I've been working at UPS. It's like 5 to 10, 11 at night. So, I mean, I get home, eat dinner, do my thing, take a shower. But by the time I'm done with my business, it's like, I mean, it's late. So I'm on a different schedule in a way.
And so you're on your way to your friend's house. You drop a couple off. And first off, this guy's driving down the road without his lights on in the first place.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't even see him until I pulled up on him. I mean, he was going like 10 miles an hour, 15, if that. I thought it was just some random suspicious-looking vehicle, if you will.
Right.
I mean, but turned out to be one of them Chargers, brand-new cop cars.
Mm. So he pulls you, he physically opens your car door.
Yeah, he physically opened my door.
And yanks you out.
I mean, he said, step out of the vehicle and grab my arm and pulled me out. But, I mean, I stepped out, I mean. But, I mean, he came over after... Like, before I went into my car and he read my plate and everything, he was kind of just a different person. He was just suspicious of me. And then when he came and opened my door, he was a totally, he was like on a power trip. He was,
yeah.
I mean, it was just unexpected. It was ridiculous.
So he thought more than likely he saw that you were on a restricted license and thought, oh, okay, I'm going to rough this guy up.
And it was 5 days until I could get my license back.
Jeez.
Out of like,
well, and the thing is, you've got to drive, you've got to go to work.
My license was restricted for 6 months, and I had 5 more days. And it's Officer Dunaher.
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 All right. Mr. Probably Roy, all roided up, eyes bulging out.
There's a bunch of different, there's a bunch of name, on a bunch of websites, my name's not right. It's, they got Joshua Brund and...
Yeah, I've seen a bunch. Hang on just a second. We're going to take a break, back in just a minute. This is the Midnight Rider.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Back here on the Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, talking with Josh Grund, who was lucky enough to have an encounter with an Officer Danaher there in Livonia, Michigan there.
Lucky.
there he was. Was he speaking a little Irish to you there, was he now, laddie? Did he say get the back of the car there, lad? We'll talk in a moment. So this guy basically is like a roided out dude. He's not some good little Irishman like his name would suggest.
Yeah, he's I can't put it any better way than he looked like a machine almost, like
a machine.
He was just programmed to destroy. You know, his eyes lit up and I guess he got that glaze over it all. I mean, his pupils were huge. It was just sick. I don't know. I mean, freaked me out a little. But.
I can imagine. Yeah. Let's take a quick call here. John in New Mexico, welcome to the program.
Josh.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. I've been listening to this, and I can't. I mean, I believe it, but it gets me angry. And I have an idea, but I don't know how legal it would be. but and maybe somebody's already doing it, and that is to have like a website and post all have people post the crooked cops and their names and what happened and maybe even the addresses of where these people live. And I don't know how the, you know, the legal side of that, if it could be done, but
there's a website already called copwatch.com does a lot of that already.
And they could Josh go on there and put this person's name and say what happened? I mean, I don't know legally how it works, but is it an open forum like that?
I believe so. Yeah, I think you can submit your stories and what happens, and they put them up.
Okay. Yeah, because I mean that's a good idea.
I mean, what are you doing? Get in the back of my car. I'll just, you know, get out of the car. Boom. You know, I'm going to search your car now.
Well, did he know? Did this policeman know that you were going around with the 9/11 DVDs, passing them out, and so do you think somebody called or apparently he was targeting you because of the DVDs, right?
I told him there were 9/11 DVDs. That's all I said before he told me to go back to my car.
Had you handed out DVDs in the neighborhood before, in that particular neighborhood?
Yeah.
So he might have been kind of looking for that then.
What's that?
In other words, he might have been saying, oh, this young guy, you know, shouldn't be doing that, and so we don't like him passing out the truth, spreading the...
Yeah, I know.
We're going to go and wait for him, and then we're going to get him and bully him.
Yeah, it almost seemed like he was waiting for me. I mean, I drive that street in my neighborhood almost every night. And that situation was just... It was just a fishy situation. It didn't smell right, you know?
I think if you were in that neighborhood and you were doing that before, he was probably told to get you and threaten you.
Yeah, because they have Bush administration gave the local cops access to the Big Brother Eye in the Sky, the satellite security system. They can look in your windows from the side.
Right.
But they got these new if there's a hot vehicle. For the cops, they keep track of certain hot vehicles. I don't know. It's like they can watch you all the time, right? In a way, it's just sick.
Big Brother Central, huh?
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Well, here's something that I got from Tex Mars a few weeks ago, and I'll tell you this quote, and then I'll jump off the air. But he was talking about how the truth is a powerful machine. And it's like a snowball rolling downhill. And as more and more people latch on to it, it gains mass and size. And when Big Brother tries to stand in the way, it's just going to plow them under. And RBN is helping to do that, and you're helping to do that. And it's good to hear somebody your age that's articulate and spreading the truth. And thank you.
Yeah.
And good night.
Thank you, John. Thanks. Appreciate it. A little correction. The website is copwatch.org, O-R-G, not .com. It's O-R-G. So you can go, matter of fact, you know, go and take a look there and post your story there if you haven't. Have you considered any type of legal action at all, you know, about this type of stop?
I have a court date. It was set 21 days within. I got to make an appearance at the courthouse. I'm not exactly sure. The cop said, you'll be lucky if the judge gives you your license back. So I don't know what the situation is. I got one misdemeanor. It doesn't say anything else on the ticket except for that. I'm just wondering what the judge is going to say about 9/11 DVDs. He started out on the ticket. He put a star next to it like it's a big deal. I don't know. It's just
hot, yeah. Oh my gosh, you're handing out a 9/11 DVD.
I know. Big, huge deal. I mean, if I was going to get gas, what do you put going to get gas on the ticket? I mean,
had burritos earlier tonight.
Yeah.
man, that just stinks. Josh, I appreciate you coming on the show and telling us your story, man.
Yeah, anytime.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it. Josh Grund and his altercation with Officer Danaher, there you are, of the Livonia Police Department. Thanks again, Josh, for coming on. Back in just a minute, open lines and the news right around the corner. This is the Midnight Rider right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Public Broadcasting Network. I could just see this Officer Danaher hanging out with some of his other little cop buddies. Where'd you get that at, Officer Danaher? Oh, I bought this dime bag down the street there, Jimmy. Scared a little kid, though. He thought I was going to take him to jail over it. Oh, my gosh. I had him scared to death, I did. I really did. I had my steroid look on, and he did like a whoo-ha-hoo-ha-hoo-ha-hoo. Called him out of the car and said, "You're not old enough to think, boy. Get in the car." Oh, gosh. And look, and this is happening everywhere. This type of stuff with cops is going on all over the place. I've got to say, in my little burg where I live, everybody's pretty. The guys here are okay. You know, they don't. Not really, you know, off the handle or anything like that. Most of them are good guys. Most of them family guys. And I know a number of them, and most of them are all right. But, I mean, this is going on everywhere. Guys just, you know, doing crazy stuff. Tasing 90-year-old women. And I mean, it's just nuts. Had a case here in Oklahoma City. Or like one of the suburbs here recently, where a baby was tased by accident because the mother, when she got up, saw that the cop was going to tase her, she holds the baby up, and the cop ends up tasing the baby. I mean, these things need to be taken away. Over 300 people are dead because of the damn things, and they're becoming used now more as a restraint device, compliance device, than it is to... you know, as more of a weapon of last resort before you have to get, you know, to bring out the gun. It was never designed for this. Oh, you're not going to get out fast enough. Get up. I mean, how many of these videos do we have to watch? How many people do we have to see getting taken down for absolutely no reason? Their rights violated. I mean, this kid, there's no reason for this cop to go search his car. Violates his constitutional rights because he saw that the kid had a restricted driver's license. I mean, there's okay. The kid's going to a friend's house after he's worked. You got to drive to work. I mean, come on. The problem is nobody uses any sense anymore. It's just like, I'm going to do this to you because I can. Aren't I funny? You know, this is just... This is incredible. You know, I just, this blows my mind. And I guess the ticket was for the fact he was driving with a restricted license. Amazing. Absolutely insane. But this stuff's going to keep going on. I mean, until people stand up and say, that's enough of it. You know, that's the problem. We're at the point, folks, where we've got it to stay here. You know, hey, we're done. We're not putting up with this crap anymore. And I mean, the senseless stuff that people will do. I mean, there's some friends of ours run a restaurant, and Friday night somebody busts open their plate glass window and steals a register with a whopping $50 in it. For why? I mean, it makes no sense. They caught the guy. He was walking around like an idiot. People just all around are just, I mean, are just nuts. I mean, it's just like everything's just so off kilter. It just messes with your mind. And, you know, look at it. But at the same time, this is what it's by design to drive people further inside where they don't come out because they're afraid. Oh, I don't want to. Something might happen. Oh, my gosh. And it's a darn shame. Darn shame. Yeah. Mike Teddy in the chat room says, I thought the ticket was driving while truthing. Now, I got to admit, handing out DVDs at 1 in the morning, probably a little late for that. But still, I mean, if you're walking up and setting yourself on a porch and just walking right back to your car, you're not doing anything. I mean, it's obvious. Jeez. This stuff drives me nuts. I mean, it literally drives me nuts. But that's all right. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443 if you would like to join us on the program tonight. A little genealogy news for you here. This story is pretty darn funny. There's no sign of a family reunion being planned. But U.S. Vice President Dick Cheney and Democratic presidential candidate Barack Obama are distant cousins. Yes. Sing it, Elvis.
I've got a gal, she's as cute as she can be.
Oh, yeah.
She's a distant cousin, but she's not too distant with me.
Uh-huh.
We kiss all night. I sleep is her tight. But we're kissing a cousin.
Yes.
What makes it all right?
Dick and Barack, distant cousins. This is according to the Veep's wife, Lynn Cheney, who said she discovered that her husband of 43 years is eighth cousins with the senator from Illinois. The two men could hardly be more different. Cheney's an advocate for pursuing the war in Iraq to try to stabilize the country, while Obama, well, he says he wants to get the U.S. troops out of Iraq. Mr. Cheney told MSNBC on Tuesday that it was an amazing American story, that one ancestor could be responsible down the family line for lives that have taken such different and varied paths. Oh, my gosh.
That's the kind of trouble I need plenty of.
I am.
Who will kiss
all night.
Yes, please.
Yes, please. Hold tight.
And we'll be kissing cousins, and that'll make it all right.
All right. But here's the thing, in all seriousness, the deal with this is this. Now we know where his place is in all this. Now, granted, his wife's a member of the CFR. But now, you know, you see the family line come into place, and why Barack Obama basically appeared out of nowhere with this little campaign speech back in, 2004? At the Democratic National Convention, all of a sudden, Barack Obama's a star. So he's related to Dick Cheney. A common ancestor was Maureen Duvall, who the Chicago Sun-Times said was a 17th century immigrant from France. Mrs. Cheney said she discovered the link through family research for her new book, Blue Skies, No Fences, about growing up in Wyoming. That could be, I guess, their border tale. Of illegal immigration, blue skies, no fences. So Barack and Dick, they're cousins. I'm sure that's special. Deloitte in Idaho, welcome to the program. You're on the Midnight Rider.
I wanted to talk about an incident that occurred a few months ago to me in Idaho. I've been listening to a show on American Voice Radio, Constitutional Crusaders, and I picked up a few tips from him. And I was pulled over by the state police, and I only rolled my window down about 4 inches so he couldn't reach in and grab me.
Right.
And he told me, well, when you change lanes, your signal light didn't stay on long enough, but when I pulled you over, it stayed on the whole time. Can I see your driver's license, et cetera? And I asked him, am I under investigation for a crime? And it kind of stunned him. You know, he wasn't expecting that. And he said, well, yeah, a misdemeanor crime. And I just had a disgusted look on my face and turned and looked forward. And I said, well, I guess I'm going to have my assistance of counsel. And he said, you need an attorney? And I said, no, you're asking me questions, aren't you? And he said, I just want to check you out. And the conversation went on for a little bit, and I refused to give him anything. But I finally gave him my name and my birthday, and he went back and checked out checked me out or did something anyway. He had already called in my license number because he knew I previously had a Texas license that had expired. And he came back to my vehicle, and he said, drive safely and have a nice day. And as he was walking away from the car, he said, I understand what you're saying. And it stunned me. And I said,
yeah.
Well, thank you very much, sir. And yeah. I don't even know the guy's name.
Wow.
But there's some good ones out there, but people have to be very much aware that these state and city police officers don't have jurisdiction over us.
Right.
They are employees of a corporation.
Right.
And we don't have to give them anything. And the first thing you need to ask them is if you're being investigated for a crime. And if you are, then you don't have to say anything or give them anything, and you don't have to get out of your car.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is there anything else you want to say to me? You know, you can ask him if he's got a warrant or if you're under arrest. If you're under arrest, I don't know what to do, but to ask him if he's got a warrant. If he's got a warrant, then you're going to have to play his game. But there's stipulations on the warrants, too. They have to be signed right. by a certain person. They can't be a photocopy.
Right.
And we just have to learn how to handle these people. And some of them are real jerks, to be
yeah.
polite about it.
But Deloitte, they count on us not knowing the law.
I know, but you're talking about it here. Roy Ben Shadler talks about it. Sam Kennedy talks about things like this. Ralph Winterrose, he talks about things like this. There's right. several of them. And, you know, I just love RBN and the information that they're putting out. I would love to be able to distribute that information up here in my little town. But I'm disabled and I don't have a lot of money, so I can't buy the equipment to put up a micro broadcast.
Get you a few people together and a few of you chip in a little bit, and boom, you got it.
I've been trying. I'm working on that angle. But we got to get the word out, and I just
That's
wanted to relay that to your listeners, so a few more people may hear what I have to say, rather than. You know, if they're not listening to the same shows I'm listening to, then they're not hearing what I'm hearing. So hopefully I have opened somebody else's eyes to the fact that they don't have to comply
right.
with these roided out individuals. And,
yeah.
you know, I've had some other situations, and I really can't go into it now. Well, I just don't want to. But my father was a police officer when I was a teenager. And he brought his badge home, and that was one of the ugliest times in my life. Mm-hmm. And I have no respect for an officer who treats me like an idiot or talks down to me. And I have
yeah.
a real I have a real attitude towards them, and you know, they've earned it. But I'm polite to them and nice to them in the beginning, and
mm-hmm.
when they turn, then I turn too.
Yeah, I had an experience with an Oklahoma Highway Patrolman here a couple months back, and I was speeding, and he nailed me, and I just pulled right over. And I rolled the window down. It was about 6 o'clock in the morning. He said, "Do you know how fast you're going?" I said, "Yeah." I was doing 71. It's a construction zone. Nobody there. Sun's barely even up. And he was just happened to be sitting there at the bottom of the hill, kind of, you know, a little bit obstructed by the overpass. Not really in traffic. I was just going too fast, and so I just pulled over, and he was freaked out because there wasn't a lot of room on the shoulder to pull off. And so I'm there, and the guy got nearly run over by a truck.
Oh, jeez.
Because, I mean, you know, cars and trucks will literally pull over to get as close as they possibly can, try to hit somebody. And I mean, the guy was inches away from getting hit by a semi-trailer, and his hat goes flying off. And, I mean, this thing literally flies like 30 feet. And it blew his eye. You could just see the look in his eyes when he came back to the truck. And I looked at him and I said, "Are you okay?" And his eyes were like, "What?" You know, like somebody actually wondered if I was okay. And I said, man, that was close. And then it nearly happened to him again. And so he went back, and, you know, and I told him where I was going. We were on vacation. And because he could see the truck was packed with everything. And so, you know, he said, "Hey, you guys have a great day. Great trip, slow down." And off I went. And most of my dealings with them have been good. I've not come across one yet that's been all roided out. But, man, I mean, these stories of more and more of it happening, Deloitte, you know, really give you pause and make
yeah.
you want to think exactly what rights you have and what rights you don't have.
People need to learn, and we can keep these people under control if we learn our rights.
Yeah,
we just
certainly
need to learn.
We can. I appreciate the call. Thanks for calling tonight and giving us your story. I think that's one of the key things that and the message that I want to get across to people is this, is that what we do And not only are we providing you with news and information in the programs that run on this network and other networks, it's about empowering you. You know, I keep talking about freedom being about the individual, and that freedom starts with the individual. And you have to empower yourself. Nobody's going to empower you. You've got to empower yourself. And if you don't, then people will run over you. Because if you don't exercise your rights, if you don't exercise your freedom, then you're just as enslaved as if you didn't have them. Having the right and not using them is just as bad as not having them at all. And that's what, if nothing else that you get out of the program, is to empower yourself, to stand up on your own two feet and say, I'm a free individual, I'm a sovereign individual, and you are going to leave me alone. And shake that conditioning off of that you know, the cop can do anything that he darn well pleases and all this kind of nonsense. Because freedom starts with you and me. And then we can spread it. Back in just a minute, we'll talk with Mike in Kentucky when we come back. If you'd like to join us, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. This is the Midnight Rider.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Back Back here on the Midnight Rider on the Republic Broadcasting Network, we've got calls lining up. We've got the Mike in Kentucky. We're going to get to him first, followed by Charles in Wisconsin and J.D. in Texas. It's open lines, your thoughts and opinions about anything. Welcome at 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Mike in Kentucky, how are you tonight?
Doing okay, I guess. I saw some clips this morning on the morning news rounds with they caught this guy they've been looking for a while that somehow was identified on one of these pedophile films right. On the internet or something. Apparently engaged with something really just a 3-year-old or something,
oh my
you know,
God.
Unfathomable. Well, anyway, the whole thing that shocked me about it was, they constantly are showing this picture of where they pulled him over with one of these. I don't even know if they pulled him over or if he was just sitting in his car, but he was in a car with no license plate on it. You know, they show the picture of the thing in a parking garage. It looks like. And he's the sport utility vehicle patrol car is pulled up beside of it, and the reason being or the probable cause, I guess, is because the car had no tag on it. Is the reason that they started talking to the man, and he handed the officer an expired license from Texas or something. I think he was arrested in Las Vegas, but the curious thing that I found out about the clip, they played a little sound bite from the officer that arrested him. Is he said, well, you know, based on my training, he had trouble reciting his social security number, and that was a red flag suspicion right there. And that, you know, based on my training, you know, everybody should have that memorized or something. But the thing is, the guy had already given his name and said, I'm the guy you're looking for, and gave him a expired Texas driver's license and gave him his name, you know, and the guy's like wanting him to recite his socialist insecurity number, and because he had trouble doing it, he was, you know, based on my training, that's a red flag right there.
Oh,
and that was the soundbite that the networks chose to play, was that, you know, yeah. I was suspicious because he couldn't recite his social security number. Like, oh my gosh, I gotta make sure I've got that memorized before the stormtroopers get me, you know.
Darn, he may ask me about the Gettysburg Address too when we get to the car.
Well,
I better call that back up.
The other thing about that, you know, was like, maybe this guy is one of these, you know, people who's been Manchurian candidate or something, and he's having trouble remembering his true identity or something. I mean,
yeah.
That's the other factor there. And there were a couple of years ago when I was listening, I guess it's probably been about 6 or 7 years ago, back before the internet was as popular as it is now, and you know, people would talk about stuff on the radio and you'd go, oh, that can't be true. And I went down to the local library and looked it up, and sure enough, it was in the dang newspaper, where a psychologist out in Oregon or Seattle somewhere had tried to do this with a patient of his. He tried to tear him down.
Wow.
Through abuse and sensory deprivation and stuff like that, and medication, I guess, and rebuild a robot assassin to kill his wife. And it was in the newspaper.
Oh, my gosh.
So it makes you wonder about some of these guys, you know?
Oh, no doubt, no doubt. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. My word, yeah. I had an argument with my wife. I decided to give me a Manchurian candidate and whack her. Back with more in just a minute. I mean, it just gets crazier and crazier. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. With